back here on The Scoop. Minnesota Vikings now gearing up for a showdown against the Chicago Bears on Sunday Night Football off of the bye week. And here to help us take a look at that matchup and how the team is looking heading out of the bye, we're joined by AJ Mansour of KFAN 100.3 FM. AJ, glad to have you back. Did you enjoy the bye week to start?
I did. You know, I forgot what it was like to actually have a weekend to kind of do what you want, spend time with the family, not have to worry about a football game. It was rather nice.
AJ, looking at where the Vikings are at coming out of the bye, they're 5-3-1 on the season. And it seemed like we got a nice glimpse as to what this team can really be heading into the bye week. Looking at where they're at right now, is this a critical stretch for this Vikings team to get on a roll out of the bye and really take control of their playoff destiny?
Yeah, you know, it most certainly is. You know, whether you thought highly of the Bears or not at the beginning of the season, it was still two back-to-back divisional games followed by two what we thought were going to be tough games against the Patriots and the Seahawks. And that's not to say that they're not going to be tough games. But now that the Bears are a legit contender with Khalil Mack back and healthy, this is a very interesting, scary game for the Minnesota Vikings up against the Chicago Bears team that is rocking on both sides of the football, too. You know, we talk about Khalil Mack, but Mitchell Trubisky has been doing some real things on that offensive side of the football. So this is a gigantic stretch for this team. Right now, the Bears are in the driver's seat. You know, despite what the Vikings have done, the Bears are in the driver's seat. So you need to go out there. You need to make a statement in the division. You have to go on the road to a place where you don't win very often. It's going to be a tough one no matter how you look at it.
The Vikings with a new piece on offense, although how much he will play outside of special teams remains to be seen. Amir Abdullah signed by the Vikings, and he was added to the active roster after being released by the Lions. AJ, do you like the fit and what Abdullah can bring to this Vikings team?
Yeah, I mean nominally, with what they're going to expect him to do. When you're talking spell Dalvin Cook, then Latavius Murray, and get involved in the passing game a little bit, he has the tools. I mean, this was a guy who, you know, make whatever joke you want about this, but he was the Detroit Lions' leading rusher last year. He has talent, obviously. People from Minnesota saw him for a little bit in Nebraska and what he could bring to the table. So, there are a bunch of running backs in Detroit, and with a young rookie running back in Kerryon Johnson, who should be getting more attention than he's getting. And then you have some veterans there, too. He just fell down the pecking order. Now, again, they're not going to ask him to do much, so is it worth bringing him in? Sure, I guess if you can store Rock Thomas on the practice squad, not have to worry about him. You have another veteran running back that has done some things with this league, had some success, and those are the kind of intangibles that you can't teach a player. You can't teach a player how to handle success. You can't teach a player how to adjust to the NFL speed. Amir Abdullah is a guy who has already adjusted to those things and should be able to carry that over. So I don't think they're going to ask him to do much, but I guess I don't think it's a bad move by any stretch.
AJ, a lot of injuries before the bye week. We saw Stephon Diggs not play in the game against the Lions. Andrew Sendejo has been out for a couple weeks. Anthony Barr has been limited. We did see the Vikings get Riley Reiff back, but a lot of players who were either coming back for the first time in a while in the game against the Lions or players who sat out. Now, having had the bye week, anybody that still is a question mark to come back, or should we be pretty much all systems go heading into this matchup against the Bears?
You know, the thought is that most everybody's going to be healthy and be back. They won't drop out their first injury report until, you know, later midweek. I think Wednesday is when they'll drop the first injury report, and we'll see who's on there. But, you know, the one I would be most concerned about, and it's a low-level concern, is a guy like Stephon Diggs with just that core injury. You know, those rib injuries, those rib bruises, whatever you want to call them. Anyone who's ever had them knows how much they linger, how much everything you do hurts. So a very perfect time for him to get, you know, 2-3 weeks of rest leading up to a big game against Chicago. But I think that the expectation is that most, if not everybody, is going to come back healthy, ready to go for that game against Chicago. I guess another one I would maybe watch is tight end David Morgan, who had that knee injury that he got rolled up on in that last game. He becomes an integral part of this run game. You know, he's an extension of that offensive line. He's that tight end who is a pass-catching and run-blocking kind of a player. Kyle Rudolph doesn't have the run-blocking skills that David Morgan does. So if he's out there and you're talking about blocking Khalil Mack, that's a big plus for the Minnesota Vikings to have a healthy David Morgan.
The Bears coming in, they're 6-3. They have been playing very well, as you alluded to, on both sides of the ball, having just beaten Detroit 34-24. Let's start off with the Bears offense going up against the Vikings defense. And you look at the numbers, they're putting up a ton of points throughout the season. But what makes this Bears offense so dangerous this year?
Well, you know, I think they have the weapons around the quarterback, but ultimately it is the quarterback that makes it so dangerous. You know, Mitchell Trubisky, I am not even looking at his arm and the way he throws the football as being his biggest attribute. I think it's the combination of what he can do through the air and what he can do on the ground. You know, a mobile quarterback that's not afraid to tuck the ball and run gives any NFL team fits, and for sure gives the Minnesota Vikings defense and their aggressiveness some problems. So, you know, you're going to have to find that fine line between putting pressure on the quarterback but also holding contain to keep him from scrambling out of the pocket and running for first downs. That's what they're going to have to worry about. And again, as he becomes more and more accurate, he explores these weapons that he has, both on the outside and then on the inside with guys like Anthony Miller, and then Tariq Cohen has been a favorite of his out of the backfield. He knows that he has the power to do some things on offense, and he's getting more and more confident as the weeks go by. So it's no longer a Chicago Bears offense that you can just look past and think that you're going to have the advantage no matter what. They really need to come prepared and ready to play.
And it's been a shift in what you would think of for Chicago Bears football. Jordan Howard doesn't get as many carries as he has in years past, but that is largely in part due to the confidence in Trubisky. If the Vikings can make it a one-dimensional game where the Bears are not able to get any sort of success running the ball, do you like their chances to be able to contain all of those weapons in Trubisky?
You know, I do. This is where you look to hopefully get Anthony Barr back and healthy, because he's one of those special players that can, you know, spy a quarterback. As much as they use him in different blitz packages and trying to, you know, throw a different look at a quarterback in the backfield, he can spy a quarterback, and he's athletic enough to stick with a quarterback too if they run out of the pocket. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get him back healthy and then how they use him. But I think you're talking Xavier Rhodes coming back. You're getting some guys on the outside, some guys on the inside healthy. That's a big thing for this team against an offense that, like you said, just spreads the ball out pretty well. So I think that'll be a good key.
On the defensive side of the ball, of course, Khalil Mack has to be accounted for at all times because he's just as disruptive as they come. But what else scares you about this Bears defense heading into Sunday night's matchup?
Well, you know, I guess it starts with Khalil Mack, and when you go out from there, the pressure that he can put on the backfield alone allows them to do different things with their defense. You know, they don't have to blitz as much to get pressure on a quarterback because a guy like Mack can do it all on his own. And then when he starts playing with confidence, starts getting that swagger, that's contagious in the NFL. And as he goes and has success and finds his way into the backfield, that's just going to open up more blitzing lanes, more passing lanes. More lanes for the defenders to get in there. And that can affect both your run game and your passing game. So for the Minnesota Vikings, you know, this probably goes without saying, but if you can shut down Khalil Mack and you can keep him at bay, it's going to shut down a lot more than just Khalil Mack. So fighting his way into the backfield is going to be a big thing to key in on for that team.
Soldier Field has not been a kind place to the Vikings in years past, but Kirk Cousins has had better numbers on the road than he has at home here this season, going up against teams such as the Rams, the Eagles, and also the Jets game in there as well. Is Cousins the quarterback that can kind of exercise some of those road demons, especially against the Bears?
You know, I'm not even as worried about the road demons as I am the bye week demons. You know, for whatever reason, the Minnesota Vikings, all teams come out of the bye a little slow. Nobody's really shot out of a cannon when they get back from the bye week. They've all had a little rest. They've all had extra time to focus on one particular team. And, you know, say what you will, it's just different. You know, you get out of your routine, you get out of what you did the last week and what you had success with. A lot of times for the Minnesota Vikings, they stumble out of the gates a little bit. So is he the guy that can carry them up and over that? I think he can be. I think this is a guy who can put this team on his shoulders, and if, you know, a player or two aren't living up to their side of the deal, he'll get in their face. You know, he'll hold them up and make them accountable, but at the same time, I think that he has the ability to pass their way out of it. You know, this is a team that hasn't always had quarterbacks that can carry a team back from a deficit, carry a team out of a rut, and I think Kirk Cousins at times has shown that he can do that. Now, I'd love to see a little more consistency with that. You know, they scored some points in their last game. They ended up beating the Lions, but it wasn't exactly an offensive juggernaut that led them to that victory. It was much more the defensive side of the ball. So between the defense and the offense, I think that there's enough big players, big personalities that can help this team hopefully come out at least on a level playing field and not come out of the gates slow.
AJ, just looking at what we saw in the NFL yesterday, the Eagles lost, the Panthers lost, so that certainly, and the Falcons lost as well. The playoff picture is definitely a cloudy one in the NFC outside of the Rams and the Saints, which, again, shows just how far and above those two teams have been above the rest of the field in the NFC. If the Vikings are able to get a win against the Bears, how close have they gotten themselves to being able to contend with those two teams in the NFC playoffs?
Well, you know, I mean, you look at both those teams and they had opportunities to contend with them. You know, that Saints game got a little out of hand, but the Rams game, they were in it. Again, this is a team that has the pieces. They just haven't put the pieces together to the same respect that the Rams and the Saints have so far. You know, early on it was the offense and not the defense, and now it's the defense and not the offense. If they're able to put those two together and they're able to get on the same page and everybody plays well in the same game, this is a team that can compete with any team in the league. And no matter how many weapons you have, no matter how good your defense is, whatever it is, every team has a flaw, and good teams find those flaws. And I firmly believe that this team has the talent and the ability and the coaching to compete with those teams. I think that they just need to put it together. So far, we've seen bits and pieces here and there, and they just need to piece it together. And I think that, you know, hopefully with that win before the bye, get some wins here, string it together leading into the playoffs is when you find that stride and you find that momentum. And you look back at teams that were winning early in the season, and it doesn't matter as much as the teams that were winning late in the regular season that carry it into the playoffs.
Final one for you here, AJ. Any content in particular that listeners can check out over at KFAN leading up to Sunday night's game?
Yeah, you know, I mean, not a ton of Vikings content right now. We'll kick that into gear the next couple days, but obviously the big Joe Mauer press conference today. We continue recording more and more podcasts, put a new Fan Dads podcast up there for any dads that are interested in just laughing along with a bunch of young dads who don't really know what they're doing. That's up there as well. So there's lots of content, but we'll get the Viking stuff going on later on this week.
Outstanding, AJ. Great stuff. Thanks for joining the show again here today. We'll hope to be recapping a big Vikings win when we talk again on Monday. But regardless, we'll break down whatever happens Sunday night with you next week.
Sounds good, brother. Have a good week.